From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Hamoudi Jouda was living with his family in Baghdad when he was shot. He was 2 years old. A Washington State-based group brought him to the U.S. for medical treatment. After 2 years here, his surgeries are mostly finished. But Hamoudi has now lived almost half his life here, and he has all but forgotten his parents, his Arabic, and Iraq. Member station KPLU's Hannah Jaffe-Walt has the story of Hamoudi Jouda's ordeal and also his future.
There's only one place to start this story, one event that changed everything.
I came from Baghdad, Iraq.
And why did you come here?
Because I got shot. Shot by a gun.
Hamoudi Jouda is 5. He was shot in the face by Sunni insurgents when he was 2 years old. Now, as Hamoudi tells me this, he's sipping chocolate milk and swinging his legs from a twirly desk chair. He might as well be telling me he likes ice cream. This is the kind of kid Hamoudi is. Impossibly happy. Yeah. He leaps from the chair to his toy train set.
Watch this.
I'm watching.
And watch me go over the lake. Oh, Mom.
Hamoudi is not talking to his biological mom there, but to Julie Robnett Smith, his American host mother. Julie begins to explain how this Iraqi boy ended up in her family room.
What happened to him? His family are Shia Muslims, and they were traveling outside of Baghdad, and Sunni terrorists attacked them, murdering his uncle who was driving.
Actually, they pulled us over, and then they got us out of the car, and then they lined us up, and then they shot us.
The bullet tore through Hamoudi's sinus cavity, an optic nerve. His life was saved, but his face was severely disfigured, his breathing impaired. The doctors in Baghdad were not able to repair his eyes. Hamoudi's family was frantic. They worried that without his eyesight, Hamoudi would be an outcast in Iraq. An English-speaking uncle found an organization online called Healing the Children that brings kids from third world countries to the U.S. to receive medical care. It was decided they'd send Hamoudi to America, the doctors would fix him, and send him back. Which brings us to this sprawling American family room and Julie. Julie saw an ad in the paper and offered to host Hamoudi for a couple months. She knew no Arab people and no Arabic.
In the beginning, la means no in Arabic, and in the beginning there's a lot of la, la. By 3 months, he was totally fluent, even with slang in English. I mean, he is bright.
Hamoudi's English was progressing, but his medical care was not. He had an ever-expanding team of doctors who were overwhelmed by the extent of his injuries. More months passed. Hamoudi's mother was released from the hospital back in Baghdad. She'd been there since the shooting. When she got home, the reality of her son's absence hit her hard. Julie says then the phone calls started, constant, and in the wee hours of the morning.
But, you know, here this poor woman, she got to the hospital, hadn't seen her son in over a year, and she would just say, Hamoudi, Hamoudi, Hamoudi's mother, Hamoudi's mother. And so just kept trying to explain to her, you know, we're sleeping.
Meanwhile, Julie, who has 2 grown daughters of her own, was getting attached to Hamoudi.
He always wants hugs from everybody. In the morning, he comes in and says, I want to give my girl a little hug, you know. He calls me his sweet girl.
All right, Bubsley, let's give her a roll.
It's bedtime in Snohomish. Julie and her husband, Randy, prepare Hamoudi for their now biweekly phone call.
Do you want to call your family in Iraq?
Not yet,
but you're getting tired. You know, we don't want you falling asleep, because if you fall asleep, you won't be able to do it.
Hamoudi grabs at Julie's shoulders, throws his head side to side. So Julie cajoles, and then goes for the bribe.
Do you know what I might give you? A special treat. It's not the weekend. I'll give you a little bit of root beer.
Today?
Yeah. Since he arrived here, Hamoudi has undergone 5 major surgeries. His face has been reconstructed. His nose is a thin flap of skin that looks like it's leaping for his left glass eye. He can breathe more easily, but it took the doctors 2 years. 2 years in the U.S. Do you miss it at all?
Miss what?
Miss Baghdad or your family there?
No, I don't even remember Baghdad.
Hamoudi has no clear memory of his parents. To him, they're crackly voices over the telephone. And he can't tell them, I'm okay here, I'm happy and healthy, because Hamoudi has also forgotten his Arabic.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Hamoudi.
How are you doing?
Hello, Hamoudi.
Hello.
I love you, Hamoudi.
I love you, too.
A few weeks ago, Julie called Hamoudi's English-speaking uncle Adil Jauda. She had to tell him the doctors say Hamoudi will never regain his eyesight.
At that moment, I cried alone, and I cried a lot.
Adil cried, he says, because blind people can't live a full life in Iraq. Julie quickly offered to keep Hamoudi longer. Hamoudi's fathers and uncles met and agreed. They asked Julie to help Hamoudi apply for asylum in the U.S. His dad, Amir Hussein Jauda, says he pictures Hamoudi's life in the U.S., the Smiths' large home, their braille machines and schools, and says he couldn't bring himself to ask for his son back.
We cannot provide for him anything in Iraq. In America, they'll be able to provide lots of things for him, and then we're not safe ourselves. There's no things to be able to help him with his condition.
It's unclear how much Hamoudi's mother was consulted on the decision to send her son to the U.S. When I ask Wala Abdul Karim, she repeats her husband's rationale, almost verbatim. She says she accepts her relationship with her son now exists only through telephone calls, using her few English words.
Hello, Hamoudi.
Hello.
Hamoudi.
What?
Hello, Mom.
Hello.
I love you, Hamoudi.
I love you, too.
After Hamoudi has told his mother that, yes, he loves her, too, three times, I ask him if he wants to return to her, to his life in Iraq. He shakes his head no.
I knew I'm going to stay here.
You know you're going to stay here?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Jesus tells me.
Says the 5-year-old Iraqi Muslim boy. Hamoudi returns to his chocolate milk and his trains, as if to drive home the point. He's no longer the boy he once was. The Smiths haven't told Hamoudi's parents, but they would like to adopt him. Last month, they filed the asylum application. That interview is scheduled for July 11th. In the meantime, Hamoudi continues to settle into his new life as the Smiths' child, an American kid. For NPR News, I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt in Snohomish, Washington.